Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, no. It's incredible. It's incredible. The nonsense that politicians speak. It really is. I was talking about it earlier, and I just want to emphasize it in a particular story, the electric vehicle legislation headline. End story in the Hartford Current. They put it right up at the top of the Monday paper. In a surprising move, House Speaker Matt Ritter said that the legislature will not vote this year on any legislation pushing for electric cars, a blow to environmentalists. So on the one hand, you could hear that the legislature is giving up and say, I don't trust them, which is my reaction. This could be a fake. But I did notice early on, In the lies and the posing and the nonsense and the guff that was being spewed by the government, that there was, especially the governor, who was pushing for this idea of killing the gas engine by 2035, outlawing the gas engine. And then Matt Ritter, the Speaker of the House, was admitting, well, you know, we don't really know what's going to be happening on the ground in 2035. So we can't make a law that actually says anything meaningful. Therefore, we're building into the law a requirement that we come back and revisit it. Well, wait a sec. Why are you making a law about something you know nothing about and all of the things you support? As a response to climate change, the theory of climate change, all of it's nonsense. All of them are fake. The electric car is not wanted, and there's no evidence that we'll actually do what's required. And the things that are there, that if you believe the theory of climate change as offered by the climate people, those are ridiculous. There are things you could do that would work, and they won't even discuss those. So what are they talking about? 860-522-9842. We got rants, we got phone calls, we got miles to go before we sleep. Mark Crisser in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's happening, sir?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
It's WTIC. You are here with me on a Monday. Thank you for that. 860-522-9842. We've got rants to play. 751-4698, the phone number for that. You ready? All right, I've got, I'm going to mix up playing some, I'm going to play some rants. I'm going to pitch some stories to you. I'm going to mix some phone calls in. We'll do the whole thing. It's up to you how it goes, because I'm just looking at the Hartford Business Journal. New application submitted to redevelop former UConn campus in West Hartford. Wow. They're having a tough time with that, huh?
Hey, Todd. I understand that we all have the right to protest. My issue is with the defacer of George Washington's statue. He's a founding father of this country. And if you can't at least respect that, I don't know. I just feel like that's crossing the line. See ya.
Well, of course it is. It's illegal. You know, defacing property, vandalism. That's when you want the police there to grab people and get them off the streets. Get rid of them. Put them into the legal system and let the legal system. That's not free speech. Free speech is you have the right to speak. Not deface. Deface and speak, those are different things altogether. So the only reason I spoke for free speech is because I saw a certain zeal on the part of certain people for cutting off free speech. And the zeal should be for getting the people who violate the law, like defacing George Washington. No, the symbols of the greatness of this country, those are things that need to be protected. 860-522-9842. Jeff in Hartford, hello, you're on WTIC.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, it's the me. Cover story again. You're always hiding behind your intern. Will you stop doing that?
Yeah, Jeffrey, you got to stop doing that. Don't let me use your phone anymore. I get in trouble sometimes. But I'm glad everything's going good on 95. There's just great.
Oh, you are such a hero. How you fixed it.
Oh yeah. Snap my fingers. It's done ahead of time. Yeah. And never mind about all the trees and stuff like that. We don't want to talk about that, but I'm glad that's off the news table for
yes,
right now.
Yes, you corrected that with the... did you arrange for that crash to happen?
No, but, you know, you got to take advantage, just like Mr. Blumenthal coming up and sticking his nose in my business. He stole my lines, I was going to say, with the federal government. You know, he's just...
Hey,
he's just
Ned, he'll steal your camera if you're not careful.
I know. He's done that before him in the past, and he just pops in whenever he wants, whenever there's a news conference, and he steals the thunder.
Give him
right
a piece of your mind, would you?
What's that?
Give him a piece of your mind.
Yeah, old crinkle old guy.
Oh, he looks like a
spotlight.
Corpse.
Oh, well, you know, he's had some procedures probably. They stretched his skin a little too thin, I think, there.
Scary.
All right, I better go before I get in any more trouble.
All right, well,
thank you.
Wow. It's good to hear from you, and tell Jeff to get at least an unmarked phone, okay?
Jeffrey, get another phone for me, one of them throwaway phones.
Yes, burner. I gotta go. They call it a burner phone. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry to cut you off. 860-522-9842. We go from the governor to Evan in Barkhamsted. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Todd, I'll be quick. I know you got a break here. I can't stand the extremism on both sides, as always. I think we should all be able to say in the same couple of sentences that you are against Hamas and the terrorist acts that they committed. You are for the innocent Palestinians and the genocide that's being committed against them. And you are against what Israel has done with the funding that we've given them and the smart bombs that they refuse to use and instead use unsmart bombs that kill innocent people. We should be able to say all of it, including... if you're going to peacefully protest, what you just said is accurate. Defacing public property is illegal. That cannot be a part of your protest. It's not peaceful at that point.
Why
can't we say all of these?
That's what I want to know. Why is it? And these protesters, they're supposed to be savvy and sophisticated, and they're out there doing the most radical kind of response. Like there's no way to look at this other than the most extreme pro-Palestinian way.
Well, the vast majority of them aren't doing that and looking at it in that way. But, of course, it sticks out when some do.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they all go home when they realize they're being misrepresented and their ideas kidnapped?
Oh, I wouldn't. If I was doing it the right way, I would stay there and continue to do it the right way to show that it isn't everybody who's doing it the wrong way.
Well, except the it didn't work. Whatever attempt they made to make it seem like it's more nuanced, there's no sign of nuance in the media coverage.
It did work on a couple of the campuses so far. They actually got those folks to acquiesce and stop the funding to Israel.
They got who to stop the funding to Israel?
Their colleges. There's a couple campuses where it did actually work.
Well, sure. But that's because the colleges are anti-Israeli, right?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, they're anti-genocide, which is what's happening over there.
Well, anti-genocide is good. The, you know, a little nuance is called for. Evan, good to hear from you. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. I'm for nuance, and there is, I don't know that genocide is the word to use. The Israelis are overdoing it, and there was an act of provocation that politically they couldn't ignore, and they have a desperate leader who's trying to hang on to power, and he's doing that the same way they always do in the Middle East. Both sides do. So the Palestinians essentially set a trap, but they did it by killing innocent people. And the Israelis are responding by killing innocent people. And I think that's the way to characterize it, that we've got a, you know, if we look at this through the continuum of the last however many years you want to cut the picture, it's the same deal the whole time. 860-522-9842. Corey is next. Hey, Corey.
Hey, brother. How you been?
What's happening?
Not much. Yeah, no, along with the conversation that you were discussing with, I think what a lot of people aren't understanding here, including the college students, is the use of the Lavender AI program for the targeting and facial recognition of what Israel used against Hamas and in the Gaza Strip. That's one of the big pieces that I don't think the college students quite understand, what they're actually protesting, but the use of the Lavender system is the big thing that actually kicked this off. And obviously a bunch of useful idiots saying, hey, we don't want people being targeted on either side. Well, they don't even know what the Lavender system is and what Israel did.
So explain it to us now. Go ahead.
So the Lavender project was an AI targeting system that they used with their drones. And what happened was that the Israeli government programmed Hamas fighters that they wanted targeting, including anyone within the families. So when the drones that were being flown over the Gaza Strip had targeted an individual, the Lavender system basically targets where that individual is. The problem is what they're protesting is the fact that if there's supposed to be one person in one house, that system targets that one individual. So the collateral damage would be if you're living in that unit with 29 other individuals or a family, it takes you out as well.
Mm-hmm. It's remarkable technology, isn't it, that they can do such a thing?
It is, but in the wrong hands as we're seeing it here now deployed. But the scarier system of this is that if this could be deployed there, it could be deployed anywhere across Europe, the United States. And it's basically showing the cards.
Yes, this is the future of warfare, I suspect, is that it, which has been talked about, fantasized about in a negative way through the years, that someday we would be at the point where, you know, because they will have mini drones, maybe even microscopic ones, that are able to fly in and kill people, I suppose.
And they do have that. But on the other hand, I don't want to take up the other callers here. I wanted to give you an update. If you remember me calling in a few months back, talking about Michelle Obama and about the news story of why they highlighted the Martha's Vineyard drowning of their cook.
Well, oh yeah, what was it that you said? I forget.
Well, the point was is that they were the rumor is in the mill around Hartford that they're keeping very quiet at the LOB is that I believe Ned Lamont has been approached to be the vice presidential candidate running Michelle Obama as the president. And lo and behold, about an hour and a half ago, Wayne Allen Root on the Gateway Pundit released an article as to why he is extremely concerned that is literally what has happened. So you're sort of hearing the inside information a few months early, but now they're suspecting that that's actually what's going to happen come here this summer.
Which is that at the last minute, they slip Michelle Obama with Ned as her running mate into the Joe Biden position?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason that they're waiting, they're presumptively basically trying to figure out how they can remove Joe in such a quick of time to where they can get him onto the ticket. And that's why you're seeing that how certain states have been challenging if Joe can even be on the ticket. That's why those news stories were flustered out just to like the onesie twosies to say, okay, the cognitive part of it is one thing. Is he eligible? That's number two. But number three is they've been waiting this entire time to use the Israel conflict to justify why they need to remove him. And what this would actually do is make Obama look like the competent party in this, into fixing the situation into the election.
Why would Joe Biden not be eligible?
For multiple reasons in multiple states.
You mean technicalities?
Break down. Yes, they are technicalities.
Okay.
But that is what the game is. So I just wanted to give you an update to that. Enjoy the Gateway Pundit article right on the main page.
Thank you for that, Corey.
Pleasure, brother.
Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. What do you think about that idea? Do you imagine, when you hear that, does that strike you as something that is plausible? Michelle Obama is the big fantasy, scary Democrat to upset the apple cart of this race. And I assume that you probably hear that and you say, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. And you know what? Maybe it does. Maybe it does. Maybe Michelle Obama, in the end, makes perfect sense. However, the thing that gnaws at me is, well, by the way, one part of it that's extraordinary is the idea that Ned Lamont, the non-entity that he is, would be the running mate. But it makes perfect sense for a running mate to be a non-entity, because the vice president, that's the job of the vice president, to be nothing, to just be innocuous and innocent and harmless. It's the Michelle Obama part of it that's powerful, because she's beloved, as not unusually, I don't think, but former first ladies are the most popular people in the country. And certainly the most popular women in the country. And the more recent you are, the more popular you are. It's as simple as that. So she's the most recent before Melania. But Melania was never allowed to get to that point where she was being viewed as somebody beloved, because she didn't get the coverage that first ladies get. But Michelle Obama sure did, and she had young kids, and you know, the family photos, I think family photos with young kids have impact that nothing else does. Anyway, your thoughts on a Michelle Obama presidential candidacy, 860-522-9842. Would be appreciated here. And let's play. Can we play her answer? Yeah, let's try. Here we go.
Hey, Todd, quick question for you. It's Saturday afternoon, and I happen to look at the sky, see how beautiful they were this morning. And they have, like, three planes crisscrossing each other. And they say, oh, it's nothing, but it is doing something. It's clouding up the area that was beautiful, and it's all, like, misty, cloudy. So do you know what they're spraying in the air? Because that's not normal from like an airplane that they say, you know, when you go to Florida in a plane, it might come out, but it goes away. These clouds or whatever they're putting in the air doesn't go away. It's there all day. And it seems like every time it rains the next day, they do it like the day before. So if you know more about it, or how we can stop them messing with, you know, our skies or whatever.
I know nothing about
that. For you.
I know nothing about this. Does anybody know anything about, anybody have any knowledge of a plan to pollute the skies in some way that might alter the weather? And have you seen this coming from jets? 860-522-9842. Let us talk to Mark Christopher, find out how the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ride goes. We're going to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark.
16.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
It's WTIC. We've got the Obama, Michelle Obama candidacy for president conspiracy theory out there. It doesn't mean it isn't true. It just means we don't really have any facts to go by. We just have theories with fact patterns that may not be true, which is, you know, something we're all dealing with on a regular basis and we're all developing. But we have to keep in mind there's no evidence per se that Michelle Obama is going to run for president. But still, people fear it. Dave in Brantford, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hey, Todd, I'd like to comment on the previous caller talked about the contrails that he saw on Saturday.
Yes, please.
Down on the coast, I took several pictures. I've got 6 on my phone. The sky was absolutely loaded with them, like a dozen at a time.
Yep.
And they hung for a long, long time, and they spread out. And then a couple hours later, you could notice, oh, there's more of them at right angles. And I wondered about that. I don't want to be a crazy conspirator, but I certainly noticed all day Saturday, way more contrails, like by a factor of 10.
Is it not possible? I've heard tell that there are certain atmospheric conditions that make those trails hang around in the sky longer.
I think cold air aloft is the most likely explanation, but I did notice that we burned up a lot of time on that over the weekend. Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore have a kind of money shows that are on the radio.
Yep.
And I learned something about inflation, that during 2017, 18, and 19, the 3 good years of Trump, 60%, 60, of the new jobs were private sector jobs. You know, people making things that other people want to buy, mm-hmm. that increase the supply of stuff. During the 21, 22, and 23 Biden years, 60% of the new jobs, not of all the jobs, of the new jobs were government or government-funded jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Such as home health care workers. And we'll end with this. All government jobs are essentially parasitic on the economy that they survive under, because people pay for them whether they want them or not. And there's not the ordinary capitalistic price control. You get politicians award raises just because. Just like the state of Connecticut workers,
yes.
Not that I want to slam them, are getting 2% for doing nothing at all but surviving one more year. And we call it the increment. But we don't call that part of their raise. We just call it the annual increment.
Well, it's the system you want to slam, is it not? And the politicians who manipulate it and rig it.
It is the system. Only the private sector makes the toilet paper and the stuff that people want to buy that we're all complaining about the skyrocketing prices. And the government workers don't make anything that people want more of. Think maybe people who do your assessment when your revaluation is due to go out. Nobody wants more of that.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm done. Bye.
Thank you, Dave. Yep, that is all true. 860-522-9842. More rants, more phone calls coming your way. But Mark Christopher right now in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center has the latest for us. Mark?
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
860-522-9842. Have you ever wondered about... What's that word? Entrails? Not entrails. You know, the trails that the planes leave behind, staying all day. Is that atmospheric or what? 860-522-9842. All right. Let's get a rant in. Let's get many in. Here we go.
Todd, I went out to lunch today with my ex-wife. She had a soda. I had a beer. We both had a quote-unquote entree. The bill was $50 and change. By the time I tipped, $60. Tell me how this is helping the economy grow. Thank you.
No, that's obviously an economy killer. And but, you know, there is no concern, apparently, about killing the economy. But that's what big government does by definition. It kills the economy because it's switching economic activity out of the economy into the government. And it's killing jobs because it makes it harder to succeed in business. It causes people to have less money to spend. That's what big business does. 860-522-9842. Lester calling from Madison. Hi, Lester.
Yeah, I just wanted, how are you doing? I just wanted to comment about the condensation trails. It's what it's technically known as. And basically, any engine, back in World War II, the B-17s, when they're flying, you know, above 25,000 feet, they would leave condensation trails. And that's a reciprocating engine. Jets do, any engine that operates that high does that. And the reason why you see them, and they last longer, if there's no really high winds aloft above 20,000 feet, and also... If it's the atmosphere is very dry, they evaporate. But basically, it's or I could say, well, go from an ice crystal to a solid to a gas. And so basically, there are conditions where they hang around longer, but it's no big comparison.
So there's nothing complicated here going on. It depends on the atmospheric conditions, the temperature, the wind speed, stuff like that.
Exactly. And if there was a conspiracy to have these jets or whatever pollute the air, you know, you have to have the manufacturer, you know, design the airplane to inject these things or whatever, and the fuel and people, how can you keep conspiracy that close when you have all these people, you know what I mean?
Well, wait a sec. They have planes that fly around and put out fires by dumping stuff. Of course, that's a massive one-off dump. It's gone in a second.
Yeah.
And you're talking about this story, this idea is about a plane that is maybe has a little sprayer that sends some kind of chemical out into the atmosphere.
Well,
right?
There are people that say that, but you have to, you know, the people that manufacture the airplanes and design them would have to, you know what I mean, keep that secret. The people who fuel the airplanes and, you know, and the pilots, you know. So how can you keep that many people silent? So it's no conspiracy theory. It's basically, you know.
Well, it was a convincing rant there for a second.
Well, yeah.
I know, not for you, but that's because you have information.
Yeah, well, just have to look up the information and go with it. But people are always looking to have some kind of explanation for something they don't really understand, and they try to, you know, look at it in a different way, and it has to be a conspiracy. So,
Lester, thank you so much for that. It's good to hear from you. We don't get a lot of calls from Madison, so that's nice. Appreciate it.
Hello, Todd. John here, 5'3 of 24. Listening to the gentleman call in about fireworks, we should not get rid of fireworks on the 4th of July because it doesn't bother animals as badly as maybe a thunderstorm. It's only one time. But I do agree that we stop buying fireworks from China. Cities, towns, veterans organizations, the state, the government can pool all their money into a company here in America to produce fireworks. Then we would have fireworks made in the USA. So if everybody pooled their funds, towns, cities, states, and invested in the government, invested in a company to make it here, we would get rid of the Chinese fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good idea, right?
To do away with the 4th of July
yes.
festivities. And a thunderstorm is probably just as bad as the 4th of July for animals, but it's only one day. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, John. Good to hear from you. Sean in New Britain. Hello there, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, one gentleman was speaking about airline traffic and the jet stream, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know if it's airline traffic, but big jet traffic.
The trail, right, yeah. My mom, this is probably 25 years ago, in the line. I know what time it is, so I know you got to go.
We're fine. Go ahead.
In the line of Bradley International, the jet released the hatch and pooped all over the backyard, one side of the house, all over the roof, and all over the front.
Wait, this happened to your house?
No, my mom's house. Okay. About 25 years ago.
All right.
So my mom said, well, the house shook, and, you know, she was obviously all shook up. But, yeah, the EPA and the FAA and the whole response team had to come out, and there was pressure. This is a very tall house, by the way, New Britain, Connecticut, three stories, if you will, maybe four with the attic, I would call it.
And they came and they steam cleaned it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they pressure washed it. They came in with hazmat suits. And my mom, as a kid, for me, wasn't the nicest person in the world. So in a way, when this happened.
Oh, you felt like it was justice.
Yes, I kind of did. This is not a rant or a rave, but it's just things that, you know, we were talking about jets and vapor trails and so forth. So there is a good one. So, hey, you know, lucky enough that no one else has got dumped on.
Yes.
20,000. Well, probably about 15,000 on approach to Bradley would be my guess. And that's all I have, my man.
Well, you have a lot.
Yep.
That was a pretty good story.
Well, it was a pretty poopy story.
Yes.
I'm going to forego the S word.
Yeah, let's say it was a pretty dark story. How about that?
Yeah. with a little bit of yellow tint.
Oh, that was too much. Too much. You took it too far, Sean. 860-522-9840. Is that the Fred in Middletown? Didn't I talk to you already?
Yes, and I apologize for the second call, but this will be a non sequitur tomorrow. So, about that, you know, oh, no, there's nothing going on there. So there's a caller to Tom's show. I don't know if you know him. I don't think he listens to your show. Joe from Simsbury, Conspiracy Theory Joe, Spoiler Alert Joe, Neighbor Killing Joe. Anyway, he called up talking about what I would call Fred from Middletown. I would use the term chemtrails. And he explained that this is happening. And someone called up and debunked him like that. And then he called back the next day and he said, you know, I'm not doing poetry here. And I think he read patents for, like, devices to spray various chemicals and, like, statements from, I don't, you know, some governmental or some agency saying, yeah, we're spraying this and this, but it's not harmful. But he, like, read statements saying, yeah, we're doing it. Like, they're doing it. And I can't go beyond that. You know, I'm in over my head at the shallow end of the
restating Fred's call.
Yes, and
I'm not Fred's call. Joe's call.
Tomorrow, Yeah. Tomorrow on Tom's show, I'm going to solicit Joe from Simsbury, spoiler alert, Joe, to call you up. Because, yeah, these dopes are out there spitting that, man. It's like, you know, and then it's the same thing with the Kennedy assassination. If there was more than one person involved, somebody would have said something. Jack Ruby or Dorothy Kilgallen or her secretary or somebody would have
Well,
said
this
by now.
Is what's interesting about this is that it's visible. So if the thing that's visible is the conspiracy and everyone's sitting there looking at it, you would think eventually that there would be enough Joes to compensate for the callers from Madison.
I wouldn't think that, dude. No, the Joes are a dying breed. Hive mind. I mean, it's right before your eyes, 2 and 2 is 5. I mean,
yes, the obvious is often missed, as Michael Leibowitz was talking about earlier.
Well, you're looking right at it. A man would dance with a mop, and then when the hypnotist snaps his fingers and comes out of it, and what's I doing in this romantic embrace with a mop, and it's funny. But that's happened. Like, people have studied how to do that. And two planes knocked down 3 buildings. And it's like, yeah, what's your point? You know, a magic bullet. I mean, it's like crisscross hot cross buns in the sky that hangs for an hour. And you can measure this stuff. The snow last winter had, like, it had left behind a ton of solids. Like, average people were doing it. It's a fact. Thank you for taking my second call.
Thank you, Fred. Great to hear from you. Both times.
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot.
Oh, no.
And today's rant is about the subhuman Kristi Noem. Now, it doesn't surprise me that people are coming to her defense on Fox News and on this radio station because her political career is effectively over. So they're trying to backtrack the whole thing. We know how it is with you Republican apologists. You've been apologizing for Donald Trump, and it doesn't, for what, 5-6 years? So it doesn't surprise me that there are people calling in supporting Kristi Noem. I mean, you support the subhuman Donald Trump. I mean, these people are just a disgrace to humanity. You might as well just have her as the VP. They're both, him and her, are disgraces to humanity.
It's amazing how the same phrases get repeated all the time. Disgrace. It's a disgrace. It sounds very, who says that? Disgrace. There's somebody in public life, very prominent, who's in the news all daily, who says that in almost every clip. It's a disgrace. Who is it? I can't figure out who it is. But it's very familiar, isn't it? Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I don't know. It's not that I want us to become cheerleaders for America, not for a team. That's all I ask. I want us to require of somebody receiving our vote that they speak in support of the American system of government. Because that's what I speak in support of. That's what I'm here for. To highlight the importance of the American system of government by showing you, talking about, pointing out to you, and educating myself on a daily basis how the power structure works to destroy America. And the power structure is destroying America. But that's not just one of the teams that's doing that. It's not. That's my position. So, we're very much rooting for the same team a lot of the time, I think, because you believe in the best interests of America. I just differ on the way to get from here to there. And that's a good discussion. That's a good argument to be having. How can we better guide ourselves so that we can achieve a better America? That's what I want us to do, find the best way. And I happen to disagree with mainstream opinion. And mainstream opinion, in my experience, is usually pretty far off. Mm-hmm. I don't study Bobby Kennedy Jr., for example, to find out what his policies are. I like the voice that he provides. We need more voices like that. People who speak the truth as they see it from their own experience. 860-522-9842.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.